The hot morning sunlight shafted down on the brown dust, rising between the green and gold leaves of mossflower, as the main doors of the old red sandstone abbey burst open. The abbot walked out at the head of the abbey dwellers. They lined the path facing Matthias at the head of his army. There was complete silence as they stood looking at each other. The warrior mouse unslung his great sword. Stepping forward, he laid it flat in the dust at the paws of Modalphus.
Father Abbot, we have come home.
There was a mighty cheer which shook the timbers of the main gate frame. Then the ranks broke as every creature dashed forward to greet old friends and meet new ones. So it was, the young ones returned to Redwall. It took the whole of that day in the abbot's study for the full story to unfold from both sides. Matthias, Jess, Basil and Orlando, with Matameo, Tim, Tess, Sam, Cynthia and Orma, crowded in alongside Cornflower, Constance and Ambrose Spike. Food was brought in to them as the young ones related all that had happened from the night of the feast to Malcarus's cells. Matthias, Orlando, Jess and Basil related the hunt for the young ones from the same night up to the death of Slagar. It was late afternoon before they were done. The abbot had listened intently to the harrowing narrative. He shook his head sadly.
In the midst of all our joyous reunion, we must never forget fallen friends, particularly Queen Warbeak and Logalog. I will hold services for all our fallen friends at the first sunrise of spring, and they will remain dear to our memories for all the seasons to come.
In the sad silence that followed, Matthias decided to lighten the mood of the proceedings a little. He slapped his paw down on the table.
Well then, Modalphus, you old twig, I suppose you've been sitting here twiddling your paws while we've been away. Tell me, how did you manage to keep busy?
The abbot chuckled.
We managed, I suppose. However, I let Cornflower tell you about that.
Cornflower took a paw from around Matameo's shoulder for the first time that day. She stood up and grinned mischievously.
It was as dull as ditch water without our warriors and young ones about. Then one fine day we had a visit from some birds. Let me tell you about it.
They listened spellbound, fuming with indignity at the thought of baby Rollo being held hostage, cheering for Sister May and her drugged strawberries, laughing aloud at the warrior ghost mouse and the terror it caused among the rooks, and finally applauding Constance and Strike Redkite at the final struggle. Matameo picked up his father's sword and offered it to Cornflower.
Here, Mum, you should be the champion of Redwall.
Matthias shook his head in amazement.
By the claw and the fear, what a brave bunch we have at our abbey. I would dearly like to meet this Strike Redkite.
Constance gazed fondly at Orma as she stroked the young one's head stripes.
You will, Matthias. You will someday. Now, we must find quarters for our new friends. Sister May and Brother Rufus will open the infirmary to all, for sore paws and old wounds must be treated. I'm afraid there's no supper tonight. You'll have to go straight to bed. Anyhow, you lot look as if a long rest will do you good.
Basil's ears flopped with disappointment.
What? No supper? I say, Constance, old fruit, the only thing that's kept B. Stag Haired on his paws for nearly a full season was the hope of a good old scoff at Redwall. I mean, what's a chap to do if he's had the old nosebag cut off, what? Bad form, old girl, to say nothing of rank bad manners to our guests. No supper, I don't believe it.
Mrs. Churchmouse slapped Basil smartly upon the paw.
Mr. Stag Hare, will you kindly give your overworked jaws a rest and be quiet? Thank you. Now, let me explain. The reason that we are not cooking supper is that the season is to be named first thing tomorrow, the Autumn of the Warrior's Return. All our abbey dwellers have volunteered to work through the night, but new arrivals must sleep and keep out of the way. Starting at sunup, we are going to hold a feast in the orchard.
Basil's ears stood up like two signals.
A feast, you say, Mum? Will it be a big one?
Cornflower spread her paws.
The biggest one you've ever sat down to, Basil.
Golly, bigger than the summer feast.
Far bigger.
And you're all going to cook right through the night?
Oh, yes. That's why we don't want you under our paws. Otherwise, we might not have it ready on time.
Got it, Mom. All the weary warriors sleep while you sporting creatures cook up a whacking bean feast, right?
Right.
Basil shot out of the abbot's study like a rocket, calling over his shoulder as he went.
Last one in bed and fast asleep's a rotten egg!
Formal entered the study, rubbing his nose.
I just been a runned over by a mad creature.
Orlando laughed so hard he hurt his jaw.